Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don't believe the hype.
Don Lemon from New York, up in Harlem. Good morning.
Good morning. Did y'all watch the Grammys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because everybody watches the Grammy Awards to see a couple of things. They want to see what the performers will wear. They want to see who wins. They want to see the performances. And they want to hear and see
what Kanye's going to do.
What comes out of Kanye West's mouth. Remember this back in 2009?
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
I felt so bad for Taylor. I mean, it was painful to watch as Taylor Swift just stood there. She was bewildered. And then they show close-ups of a stunned Beyonce shown on international television. Now, fast forward to 2015, just a couple of days ago. And guess what the nominees like Rick Ross and Malik Yusuf, guess what they were anticipating?
Kanye.
Kanye West, anything can happen. He can rap, he can sing, he could dance, or he could have a word or two for the listening audience. Kanye, come on, give us a rant, Joe.
He didn't disappoint, did he?
And Sybil, your boy Kanye did not disappoint.
My boy, thanks, Don. Yeah.
When Beck won Album of the Year, Kanye walked up the steps and pretended he was going to storm the stage a la Taylor Swift style. But then he backed off. Beyonce could be seen in the crowd. Did you see her mouthing the words, "No, Kanye, no, Kanye, not again"? He didn't say anything. But then after the show, Yeezus gave everybody what they were hoping for.
The Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us.
Stop playing with us. And here's what he said. He went on to say, and Beck needs to respect artistry. And he should have given his award to Beyonce. And at this point, we tired of it, because what happens when you keep on diminishing art and not respecting the craft and smacking people in their face, and when they deliver monumental feats in music, you're disrespectful to inspiration. And we as musicians, we have to inspire people. Well, the best part was the pained expression on his wife Kim Kardashian's face. She looked so embarrassed. Kanye says he was there to fight for creativity, but the entire thing really ticked off Whoopi Goldberg, and she talked about it on The View.
You know, as an artist, Kanye, you know what it's like when somebody questions your artistry. Now, I don't know if you listened to Beck's album, but it was pretty damn good.
It's beyond good. It's excellent.
I just want to say, and Beyonce collected 3 Grammys, and I think it's kind of rough for you to sort of say real artist, like he's not a real artist. Everybody on that stage was a real artist, honey. You know, this is one of the few places that you can just, you can't just get up and do what y'all do, okay?
And be a doofus.
Translation to what Whoopi was saying to Kanye. Have a seat. Do y'all agree?
Absolutely. I do. I do.
I do.
I do too. Kanye, sit your, you know what, down.
Yo, Yeezus.
Your Yeezus down.
I think his new mother-in-law should have a word with him. That would be.
And we're not talking about.
Talking about Bruce.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay. That was below the waistline.